It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Monday. I hope you had a very, very fun weekend. Sunday Fun Day was great. We had the Masters. The regular season in the NBA is over. We're getting ready for some playoff basketball. We'll talk about that Milwaukee team. We'll talk about the Grizzlies' future. We got Terry Davis on today at 11:30 to come in there and kind of get us ready for a little NBA action. Got to also need a little bit of help from you guys today from the text line. The Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line. Life is too short for ordinary jewelry. Hit me up at 901-360-8255, 901-360-8255. We have a lot of stuff going on. Oh, by the way, it's tax day. Have fun with that. On a Monday. It's also, and by the way, we have the WNBA draft tonight. The most anticipated WNBA draft in history. There's a bunch of wild stuff going on, but I need a little bit of help because I am not the golf expert by any means. And I was listening to Wolo, and I talked to him during the break. And some of my friends who were golf fans and who were paying a lot more attention than I was said that it was kind of one of the most boring, blasé Masters, especially Sundays that they can remember. And I, because it was just anticlimactic, they said, you know, Scottie Scheffler, you know, he birdied 9 with a beautiful approach shot that came like with an inch of the cup. And then after that, you know, it was him. He was on a victory lap. Nobody was going to touch him. And I was just asking, well, what's the difference than when Tiger was dominating the Masters? And Dave made a great point. He said, because everybody loved Tiger Woods. I'm wondering, though, man, Arnold Palmer, back in the day, remember, he was the king. And Jack, when he started beating up on him, the king, nobody liked Jack. He was the heel for the beginning of his career, and then Jack became the great one. Is Scotty going to be a guy who just keeps winning and winning and winning? Is his game all that good? Looked at some of the numbers, and they kind of, you know, point to, he's pretty a bad mamma jamma. But I'm not the golf expert. So hit me up and tell me what you think. 901-360-8255. 901-360-8255. I also wanted to ask you on the Masters, is it hard to watch Tiger Woods Saturday have the worst round he's ever had in 72 holes? Finished dead last. My man was dead last. One shot worse than I think Vijay Singh, who I feel like won the Masters when I was a child. It was so long ago. I don't know if I was a child. Probably, who knows, it was a long time ago. But yeah, what do you also think about seeing Tiger out there being very human? Now, he did set the record. He owns the record, 24 consecutive cuts at the Masters. That's pretty damn impressive in itself. But it looks like it is hard as all get out for that man to walk the course. And that is kind of sad.
What in it? I mean, I know that everyone, like you said, it's very sad to see Tiger like that. Nobody wants
it's
to see
hard
Tiger
to watch.
Like that. It sure is.
It, for some reason, and I don't understand it, what is it about the human condition that when we see greatness and then when we see them lose it, it becomes hard to watch? Mm-hmm. It's just like, you're like, damn. Like Mark Pryor, when he was pitching with the Cubs, Kerry Wood, when he lost it. You know, hell, Clayton Kershaw out there in the postseason, especially, remember last season, Lord have mercy. But when we see greats lose it, I mean, Michael Jordan, when we came back with the Wizards, I remember back then a lot of people saying, you know, right, you know, that last season he was there, they're like, man, this is, you know, he's playing with his back to the basket down low. No, he was still effective. He just wasn't the high-flying Michael Jordan that everybody remembered.
Right.
And it's just weird, like watching Tiger, like, I mean, I just seeing a couple, I'm not going to pretend I watched a lot of golf, okay? I'm not even going to pretend. Most of the things that I saw were on the X.
Right.
Because you got to keep – that's how you – it's amazing how much you can keep up with.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
On that damn app.
Absolutely. But it did set up for a great story yesterday. Tiger Woods played with the lone amateur to make the cut. He's like a 21, 22-year-old grad student at Ohio State.
Is that the weird situation where you ask him about the note?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You have to help me out here, and I'm sorry. He did play with he was 21, you said?
Yeah, it's some around that. I know he's a grad student, so I mean, grad student, you're thinking 21,
which
22,
is so
23.
Cool.
Right.
And dude gets to play the last round of the Masters.
And his caddy
with Tiger
was like
Woods.
one of his like high school buddies. And so like they're just like chilling. And like Tiger knows he's out of it. Tiger had a horrible day on Saturday.
Worst,
he knows he's out of it.
Wasn't it his worst round at the Masters ever?
It was. And so he's just out there because he's got to be out there. And so he's literally just hanging out with this kid. And like every fairway they're walking down, they're just joking around, having fun, enjoying it. But yeah, so at one point, Tiger hands him a slip of paper. Who knows what was on the slip of paper? I've seen some people say that maybe it was like an autograph or something. I don't know if I think that. Some people say it was he was like helping him, like telling him you should
hit this
with this and yada yada yada. And
stay on the right,
right,
and side.
That is very frowned upon at the Masters. And so that's what a lot of people are thinking. He was giving him advice, like writing down stuff.
Oh, that's very very
and giving
like
him advice.
Wait, so what? You're not supposed to. Like,
now,
golfers, I know they're competing each other, but if one golfer, who both of them were out of it, right?
Sure. Well, way
wants
out
to
it.
Just help out a young buck, that's really frowned upon.
See, I'm not super well versed on it, so I really don't know
okay,
one way
so
or the
that
other,
was
but that's
what
I've seen a lot of people speculating
about. So that was what, like, when the, so okay, and if you didn't know, and if you're not on the X and you don't understand, I didn't understand what was going on because there were so many people commenting on some reporter asking this young kid about a note that Tiger was asking, and the kid's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
He freaks out and he looks at the guy that works for
the
Masters.
Like,
that,
turns over and looks to
like the guy, the PR guy.
Like, I'm going to be in trouble,
right? And he like looks at him, and the guy, like, I know for a fact, the guy is just like. And he's like, that never happened.
But then you had all the course the internet sleuths, who were putting that up there, and I'm like, and I just that's what I didn't understand. I'm like, what was the big deal? And then they also said that whoever asked that question won't ever be invited back to the Masters.
Yeah,
again.
Well, because it's like one of those things where like. Why are you going to ask something like that? Like, you know he's not going to tell you.
Well,
you know that it's something like
me.
It could have gotten him in trouble. So, like, why even ask that? Like, it's a bad question.
Man, because I was completely lost. I did not understand what was going on at all. And by the way, we do have a baseball game on currently right now. Cleveland and Boston is literally playing baseball. It's the bottom of the 4-0-0. If you got a feeling on that, also hit me at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line. Life's too short. For ordinary jewelry. Man, I'm so fired up. Did you see any of the UFC action out there this weekend?
A little bit. I didn't buy it, though, so I was kind of watching it like on YouTube watch parties.
Man, you know you remember big old Gabe Kuhn now, don't you? He had a little watch party over for a little fight action Saturday night. Everybody was getting down over there watching that. And then you saw one of the nastiest things I've seen in a long time. Like, it was a knockout. Of all knockouts.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Dude.
Shout out
Max
Gate, by the way.
Holloway knocked that dude out. I felt bad for Gate. Yeah, like I just thought, I mean, he crumpled to the ground so hard. I was like, damn, that man. And I believe I don't know for sure. It's not like I went and checked it up. But I think he broke his nose very early in the fight. Damn, dude. If you see cauliflower ears. Please, people, this is a PSA.
Run the opposite direction.
PSA. Do not talk any ish and don't fight them under any circumstance. It's time to play. Time to talk a little bit. It is a Monday. Always, it's so sad. I have my best right here first segment on a Monday, and it always feels like I can't even get back in the saddle the first segment. What's up, Jake Crane?
Man, what is up? Yeah, that fight was insane.
Dude, like, this guy is ridiculous. The other thing that I thought was impressive about that is the energy in the arena. And when you look around, all the fighters in the arena, all the celebrities, all the superstars, like, UFC is like a freaking spectacle.
No, without a doubt. I mean, Dana White, you know, I think it's one of the best, you know, commissioners, if not the best, out of any of the sports. I mean, the way he runs it, I think it's the best. But Yeah, look, I mean, UFC is the ultimate gladiator sport. You're allowed to punch, you're allowed to kick, you're allowed to wrestle. We know the hype that builds up some of these fights. And, I mean, this card was really deep. I mean, the Pereira knockout was fantastic as well. So, yeah, look, it's a very hot product, and it's only going to get hotter.
Man, by the way, UFC has been balling. We saw great stuff. But right now, I got to bring up, we had such a crazy week last year. Last week was just so crazy in college basketball. I haven't even got your take on what you believe about the moves. I mean, Arkansas gets Cal. The Pope now is Kentucky. I love the Pope hire because I just feel like Kentucky fans, like, this dude doesn't take himself very seriously. I mean, did you see, like, some of the stuff going around? Like, he is hilarious. I mean, he's rapping on one thing. Like, he's going to have this team out there running, gunning, shooting threes, playing loose. I really like the hire, but I'm kind of curious, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I didn't think Mark Pope was going to be the guy that Kentucky got after, you know, Cal decided to go to Arkansas. You know, the whiffing on Scott Drew, and that surprised me, Scott Drew going back to Baylor. Listen, it's not his fault. I mean, congrats to the guy. He's going back to his alma mater, what I think is the biggest brand in college basketball. And all the quirky stuff is fun. You better win. Like, it's all fun until, you know, you drop a game to somebody early you're not supposed to, which happens to everybody. But I just think his leash at Kentucky is going to be very, very, very short. So, you know, it's weird seeing Cal at Arkansas. I understand kind of the parting of ways. But, yeah, I did not have Mark Pope down as on my bingo card as the next coach of Kentucky, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Everybody was, you know, made Dan Hurley say no to you. All the crazy stuff that was going on. But now the Pope is in Kentucky. We'll see what happens. And I don't know, man. It's going to be weird. Who has more success, Cal at Arkansas or the Pope at Kentucky?
I mean, I've got to go Cal at Arkansas. I mean, I've got to go with the lean there. But, listen, I'm rooting for the guy. I hope he does well. It's not his fault.
Well, everybody knows this is Jake Crane. If you don't know by now, I don't know what you're doing. He does Crane and Company with Blaine, David Cohn. They come on bright and early in the morning. The best thing is they're on YouTube. I like to watch it on my TV because, man, you know, about, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning when I really start getting down and start, like, kind of getting into it, putting you on the YouTube whenever I want, plus watching the show. The studio's awesome. Blaine, David, and Jake, I swear to you, it is the best show. You can also listen to it on podcast. It is Crane and Company. Check it out. Jake, the Masters. Got to switch gears real quick. Scottie Scheffler wins it. A lot of people, again, I'm not a guy who I watch it with kind of like one left eye on my Twitter, kind of to pay attention to what's going on. That's just the truth. But I was, you know, talking to a few people this weekend, and they were like, man, this was kind of the most boring Masters I can remember in a long time. You know, after that shot on nine, everybody knew Scottie was going to win it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, what's the difference when Tiger was destroying people at the Masters and you knew it was a foregone conclusion?
Yeah, you know, Tiger had a little bit more flash and sizzle, but look, it's like watching a good defensive game, man. Like, sometimes it's nice to just see, you know, people out there executing, having to earn every inch. You know, it's not always going to be some high-scoring, high-flying affair. But listen, you know, we say all the time in other sports, most teams lose games, they don't win them. Well, in golf, most guys lose tournaments, they don't win them. And I thought Scheff made some big shots when he had to, but he didn't have the devastating mistake. I mean, Morikawa, double bogey in a big moment. Ludwig Åberg, which, by the way, his accent would shock you because there is none. He sounds like he's from where I'm from. He had, you know, some moments where he kind of fell back to the pack. Max Homa had that double in a key moment. So, look, Scheffler's unbelievable. He's got a complete game, and even when he didn't have the yardage down 100% early, he still found a way to you know, get through it. And you don't beat the chef by making a lot of pars.
No, yeah, you got to get birdies, baby. You got to get birdies. Now, the Masters come and gone. That makes me feel, you know, spring is fully here. I'm ready for the hot days of summer. Baseball's doing its thing, but we had spring ball. A lot of stuff going on, especially down in Oxford. I mean, they had Mississippi State in town. Damn, Mississippi State put it on Ole Miss. Late inning, 11-inning home run the other night. But, dude, like, you have Mississippi State, Ole Miss, but everybody's paying attention to the dunk competition down in Oxford. Joey Chestnut eating dogs. It was a spectacle. It feels like spring practice. And I mean, well, spring practice is totally different, but the spring game is becoming Midnight Madness.
Yeah, that's what I was saying today. It's like, I mean, they're even literally playing basketball at this point. I mean, you got Joey Chestnut just dropping glizzies left and right at the Grove. I thought it was a great idea. I think, you know, best case scenario, you know, if I was the czar of college football, you know, you'd be allowed to play games against other teams for your spring game. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's got to be a Power 5 game. Nobody's saying that, but, you know, maybe you play an FCS team. It doesn't increase the chances of injury. I laugh when people say that. But at this point, it's like the Senior Bowl. You know, the practices are way more important than the game, outside of maybe seeing some young guys play in the stadium for the first time. But you know each other's calls. You're going to keep it peanut butter and jelly. You know, I wish we, you know, put it on TV and maybe have a different opponent in there.
I would think it would. It's just weird. I don't know if you, once you kind of go this way, I don't know when they can go back, because I feel like in the NIL era that their coaches are now using this more as a recruiting tool than actually a football game to get better.
And yeah, and I don't think that's a bad idea either. I mean, it's, you know, at this point, the game against yourself, you know, you're going to scrimmage yourself a bunch throughout the spring anyway. I mean, especially when you do team stuff, it's the same thing. The only difference is you know, the fans are really allowed to come and watch it. It's kind of a game-type atmosphere. You know, you prepare somewhat like a game. But I like what Ole Miss did. I thought it was innovative.
I thought it was pretty innovative. I was listening to you this morning, but David made a great point. One rolled ankle, and the basketball might be going out the door.
Yeah, it's. I was surprised that there was no, you know, padding or anything below it. But at the end of the day, they'll find ways. That regardless of what it is, who knows next year? They'll have a fashion show and like a milk chugging contest.
Currently, Auburn's coach, formerly from Ole Miss, of course, Liberty, and everybody around here knows him from his days and coaching high school here in the Mid-South, Hugh Freeze. What I hear there's a little issue. Like, is Peyton Thorne really going to be on his quarterback again next year?
You talking about for 2025?
This year, I mean.
Oh, I was about to say, oh, God, Tiny Radio, please. Hold on, let me jump out of this window. Listen, do I think they should have got a quarterback out of the portal right after the season? Yes, I think Hugh Freeze actually agrees, because, you know, I like Holden Garner. I don't think he's going to be a guy that can do it. Walker White is a freshman, but you don't want a freshman starting at quarterback in this league. Listen, Peyton Thorne, it's a bridge year for Auburn, in my opinion. Not that you don't want to win every game, but this is the one that gets you to 2025, where you should have your best team. The schedule behooves you the most. Can Peyton Thorne just be good enough to go 8-4 or possibly 9-3? I think so, but man, you know, you feel like there's a couple guys out there, whether it be Cam Ward, I can go down the list, even Will Howard, who, you know, surprisingly hasn't technically won the job at Ohio State yet. You know, you felt like really could have helped you more. Can Peyton Thorne make that jump? I just, typically this late in the guy's career, you don't see it.
Is that a dangerous move? You brought up Will Howard. Ryan Day, is he playing with a little bit of fire, not naming a starter? Because, I mean, Devin Brown, Will Howard transfers in from Kansas State. Of course, you know, they get Quinshon Judkins. I mean, they're trying to – they're changing everything up, and my Lord, I mean, like, there's another opening.
Well, I mean, he's got to win it first, you know. I mean, you don't want to just name a guy to name a guy. I mean, you ideally want to go ahead and have that done, and, you know, Chip Killingham came out and talked about it. It's not the best situation that they don't have one named, but, you know, you want to name the right guy. I'm just wondering, we have a Stetson Bennett, JT Daniels situation where, ooh, you know, Devin Brown's over there winning the locker room, even though Will Howard was supposed to win the job. So I don't know. But that would, I'll tell you what, that Ohio State cannot afford that, because they've got everything to make a run.
Yeah, they do. Now, Nick Saban is gone. I want to know, what do you think about Kalen DeBoer, Jalen Milroe? How's this going to work out down in Tuscaloosa?
Well, I think they're going to be pretty good on offense. You know, defense, after watching just fundamentally the way they tackled and you know, the kind of way they looked running around and being a little bit sloppy and disorganized, you know, defensively, how much of a complete team are you going to be? I think you're going to see them go to the portal at a couple places outside of DB, I'm guessing, on defense. But they're going to be talented. It's just, again, I think his tenure is going to be defined by what happens the first time something goes wrong.
What kind of step do you think Jalen Milroe takes this year? I mean, because man, when they figured it out, he really got cooking last year.
Well, I think he has a chance to be invited to the Heisman. I mean, he could possibly win it. He's that talented. Now, look, Jeremy, I thought looked good, the wide receiver that transferred in, but they've got to have some other guys step up around him. You know, you look at the offensive line and the leakage they had last year and still made the college football playoff. They've got to get better there, which I expect them to. I'm not worried about Alabama offensively. Kalen DeBoer said he's going to mold the offense around Jalen Milroe, and it looked like that during the spring game because, man, he's talented. I don't think he's Jaden Daniels level, but he doesn't have to be effective in this offense.
Jake, your show is absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, everybody out there, you need to check him out. It really is. I watch it all the damn time. You can get it whenever you need it because, man, they start off, they rock and fire early in the morning. Tell everybody what you got coming down the pipe and where they can find you.
Yeah, talking a ton of football right now, NFL draft. Obviously, we got a lot of playoffs going on and really just whatever you want to talk about. Take live calls, have a live chat. It's Crane and Company. Whether you watch or listen, you can find us pretty much on all platforms. It's C-R-A-I-N and Company. Come check us out.
And by the way, when you speak into your remote control, because most people do it, the C-R-A-N-E pops up all the time, but it gets you right there anyway. So
yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. By the way, also, you were talking about some show that your brother and you were watching. You're a former – well, you're still a movie star in Lady Ballers. And if you mentioned something that was pretty good, I want to know what it was that you all were talking about. I kind of missed it.
Talking about Fallout?
Yeah, yeah. What is that?
Oh, dude, you got it. Like, Johnny Ray, you got to go watch it.
And that's on the Prime?
That's on Amazon Prime, and it's free, and the whole first season's up there, and it's a trip.
Oh, brother, man. Thank you, man. I got to get some brownie points. I've been watching so much sports, man. I got to do something with the girl, if you know what I mean.
I love it.
Hey, man, be blessed, homie.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
That is Jake Crane from Crane & Company. We're taking a quick time out on the other side. We get to talk with Terry Davis. We got to talk about the Grizzlies, the NBA, the playoffs. Man, oh, and we can talk about a little college hoops and what's up with the Tigers. Back into Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, it's Monday. Do you know how many, you know that there's a, this Monday, today, April 15th, has basically so many labels. It's tax day.
Sure is.
It's Jackie Robinson Day in pro baseball.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was wondering last night, I was looking at the slate of games today, and I was like, why is every single team playing on a Monday? Like, that never happens. And then I realized it's Jackie Robinson Day. Yeah.
Like, it's like the day. And honestly, like, if you think about this, and not, you don't have to, like, go any deep. I'm not, like, dropping anything profound on you. But I will say this. Back on, like, this day back in 1947, you could arguably say it's one of the most important games ever.
Sure. Absolutely.
So Jackie Robinson debuted for the Dodgers on this day back in 1947. Everybody's going to be wearing number 42 today.
Yeah. So get ready to not know who anybody is out on the field. Hopefully,
man,
you know,
I hope
the teams.
You don't need the damn numbers, man. I know the people. I don't know the numbers. We do also have baseball going on right now. You have the Guardians and the Red Sox are currently playing right now. It's 0-0. There was some good baseball over the weekend, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. I did want to ask you, Mr. Dacus, because we were going to have Terry Davis on.
Yeah, I believe his phone went straight to voicemail. He's at exit interview.
Yep,
right,
that's
now
exactly what it is. I'm not the my memory on a Monday is not as
always. It's good. Okay. It's all right. Who would have thought that they would do exit interviews the day after the season ends?
Yeah,
I guess everybody.
Everybody, yeah. You know. I mean, hey, they fought really hard on Friday night against the Lakers.
Sure did.
Damn, bro.
Sure did.
I don't even know what you can say. By the way, the end with the reverse dunk by LeBron off. But by the way, though, hold on. I got to get back. I'm going to get people lost. If you weren't paying any attention to the Grizzlies season, and if you didn't know, ended yesterday against the Denver Nuggets.
Hurrah!
The season is
time for celebration.
Over. Scottie Pippen Jr. was a machine. He got poked in the eye. Maybe the Lakers don't win if he doesn't get poked in the eye.
That's their guy. So, I mean, maybe they're gunning for him.
It was their former guy.
That's right.
They didn't give him the chance, man. Memphis is giving him. And he probably won't be in Memphis either. But did you see that Scottie Pippen Jr.'s pop, Scottie Pippen, no tipping Pippen, was at the game Friday night?
Good.
He was in the booth. He was dancing. He was cheering. And his son had the best game of his damn career. He was putting it – like, dude, he took a charge from LeBron. Like, he was playing defense. He was pestering the hell out of everybody. And he also dropped 28 points, was 12 for 22, had 6 assists, 5 boards. Dude played absolutely amazing. Like I said, if he didn't get poked in the eye, Grizzlies might have won that. G.G. Jackson was awesome. And at the very end of that ball game, how do they not call that foul?
Mm, yeah.
Not that it's a big deal. I'm glad they lost. But if I'm G.G. Jackson, Taylor Jenkins got teed up after that because he was pissed.
Sure did.
But after the no-call foul, LeBron then steals the ball, runs down the court, and does a reverse dunk. It was pretty awesome. And you saw Ja and LeBron talking a little ish. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you went to that Lakers game on Friday night, that was a great basketball game. That was a lot of damn fun. 123-120 was the final. Grizzlies just kept fighting. And again, the Lakers played everybody. D'Lo was out there. They had LeBron on the floor for 41 minutes. Get this. Anthony Davis played 43 minutes. It took a Herculean effort, a 36 performance by Davis, a 37-point performance by LeBron James to get out of Memphis with a win. I got to say, man, those kids were – they wanted it.
That's right.
And they had nobody down low to play like – Anthony Davis. I mean, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trey Jameson, bless his little heart. They couldn't do anything. It was just crazy. He fouled out. Trey did. Anthony Davis is so much bigger than Trey Jameson. It wasn't even funny.
So it sounds like if everything goes well, which I guess it will, it sounds like Scottie Pippen Jr., Trey Jemison, and G.G. Jackson alongside the number one pick, our first-round pick, they'll all play in Summer League.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of excitement about what Summer League could be.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to see Scottie Pippen still out there. It sounds like G.G., everybody wants G.G. to play in Summer League, so it sounds like he'll play, Jemison will play, then you'll have if they pick a first-round player, they'll have him in there too. I think they also have a second-round pick. If they decide to bring him on. So it could be a really fun summer league. See G.G. develop more. And we've seen some guys have really big summer leagues that turn into really big years. And we've kind of already seen that with G.G. this regular season.
Yeah, we really have. And he's going to be awesome. I mean, he was pulling up some threes in LeBron's face from so deep it wasn't even funny.
That is an area of his game that I've really been impressed
with.
Dude,
his stroke is pure now.
It really is.
It is beautiful. And he's also a freak. I mean, when he got the ball basically almost stolen and was able to tap it forward and then go up there and basically dunk all over everybody's face. And I can't remember. I think it was Rui he dunked on.
Yeah.
Like, that was just – I mean, he has got the whole package. And let's not forget, kid, he's a 19-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. He should be
weird is that?
He should be in this draft this year. We would be talking about him – if he had not reclassified, we would have been talking about him in this upcoming draft.
Oh, yeah, he'd be a lottery pick.
Yeah, for sure.
And what was he, the 42nd pick? 45th pick. What's his number? Because his number is the pick he was.
40-something.
Yeah.
Season's over. I've already forgotten the entire season.
I feel you there. I'm sorry.
45th.
Yeah, 45th pick. Jackie had me with 42.
That's right. It's Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah. Now, the NBA playoffs, if you don't understand them, I get it. It's their new.
What a wild day yesterday. Did you watch any NBA yesterday?
You know, I played two ball games.
I know. That's why I asked.
The only thing that I got to watch was a lot of SportsCenter, Crane & Company, MLB Network.
So you're well caught up on everything.
I mean, yes, but I can't sit there and act like I knew what was going on.
In the world did the NBA get lucky enough that they avoided a 9-10 matchup? No, a 9-10 match. Yeah, 9-10 matchup between the Lakers and the Warriors. How in the world did they get that lucky? There is still, long shot, there is still a chance that both the Lakers and the Warriors could be in the playoffs this year.
Correct. But I will say, like the Pelicans.
They're favored tomorrow night.
I mean, dude. Man, I'm telling you, Zion's been playing like a madman.
Sure has.
Like, that's going to be one hell of a game. If you don't know, tomorrow is the start of the play-in tournament. You have the Lakers and the Pelicans. It's going to be your first game on TNT at 6:30 tomorrow night. New Orleans currently is a 1.5-point favorite over the Lakers at the crib. They're down in New Orleans, Maine. It's a 7-8 game. 7-8 game, right? Yeah.
That's right.
And then we have the Warriors who are playing the Kings in the 9 and the 10 game, and the Warriors have to go to play the Kings. And I'll tell you one thing. The Kings have been decimated at the end of the year. Everybody and their grandmother has been banged up and is still a little bit beat up.
4-6 in their last 10.
I mean, they've been terrible.
I'm telling you, look out.
Shoot, if you just go to their last degum, I think 7 games, they're 2-5. Like, because they just been on a bad stretch. They did beat the Trailblazers. That was a beatdown, though. Mm-hmm. But they lost to the Suns by 1 in a great game. They got smoked by the Pelicans. Pelicans beat the brakes off of them.
Yep.
So the NBA playoffs, we're getting ready. And you do understand the whole way that it works, right?
Yo, yeah, the play-in tournament? Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. So 7-8 play, winner's the 7 seed, loser awaits 9-10. Loser of 9-10 is out. Winner
so, like,
goes
tomorrow,
and plays
one team will mm-hmm. be That's eliminated right. and three real remain.
And it could be the Golden State Warriors.
That game right there is a toss-up. If you mm-hmm. didn't know, by the way, though, Golden State is a 2.5-point favorite by the boys in Vegas.
Does anybody remember what they did against each other this season?
No, but I do know that you have a very quick computer and are a fast little Googler over there.
Okay, so they played second game of the season. Golden State won 122-114. They played again in November. Golden State won 102-101. Oh, man, if we get a game like that tomorrow, good Lord. So that's 2-0 in favor of Golden State. Later in November, they lost 124-123. Again, if we get a game like that. So 2-1 in favor of Golden State. And then the last time they played was in January, so they haven't seen each other for a while. And I just lost it. And they lost, so they're 2-2 on the season. Wow, so this is the rubber match of the year, John.
Damn.
And that was a one-point game. So they played four times this year, 2-2. And three of the four games have been decided by 1 point. That's incredible.
Damn.
That's incredible.
Almost feel like taking that 2.5 points feels pretty good, especially since you got the home team.
That's right.
But is Fox going to be like 100%, you know?
That's a good question.
He's going to play. We also, don't forget, Wednesday, everything in the East gets bumped mm-hmm. up, started on Wednesday, because Tuesday's all the West action. You got the Heat. The 7-8 game is the Heat and the 76ers. Whoa. That is going to be a hella game.
Yeah.
That is going to be a great game. Heat 76ers, Philadelphia 4.5-point favorite.
If I'm the Knicks, I don't even know who I want to win that game. I don't think I want to face Embiid. I don't want to face 76ers. Because, I mean, 76ers, when they were fully healthy earlier in the season, they were the second best team in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I want to see the 76ers. And they've been playing great. They've won 8 straight games. So I don't want to see the 76ers.
I don't want to see 76ers
no,
either.
Not at all.
Not even for a minute. And I think that they get by. the Heat. But again, the Heat are the scary. It's just scary because the Heat in the playoffs. I mean, Jimmy Buckets and Eric Spoelstra, they do their thing during this time of the year.
And they're 7-3 in their last 10 games. So, I mean, they've been playing good ball as well.
In the terrible game of the tournament is the Hawks and the Bulls.
The game nobody cares about.
Who gives a damn? Both teams have losing records.
Crazy.
Is that nuts?
It's wild.
It's wild. The East, man, though, is so damn top-heavy. Not as top-heavy as it used to be, but, man, the Bulls and the Hawks, Chicago, by the way, at home, they're playing in the United Center, and they're a 3.5-point favorite. I have no idea.
Speaking of something that's crazy, I brought this up Friday in the afternoon with Brett. Listen to this, and it finished off the exact same way. The 10 seed in the Western Conference is the Golden State Warriors. They're 11 games back from first place in the Western Conference, okay? The New York Knicks finished in the second seed in the East. They are 14 games back from first place. So the 10th place in the Western Conference is closer to first place than the second seed is in the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That is nuts, bro.
For reference, the Atlanta Hawks are 28 games back of first place.
Wow.
It's wild. I mean, that just shows how good Boston's been this year.
And, well, that's the whole thing, Grant. Like, the East, if Boston, that's why I was saying this a few weeks ago, remember? And you were like, well, I don't know, kind of. Because, you know, like, when you now, like, even put it with those numerical terms. Sure. Boston is NBA Finals or bust.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I mean, they are built for it. It's theirs to lose.
They are
at least
built for it.
Getting to the NBA Finals.
I will also say, though, I did not ever imagine Jalen Brunson being maybe one of the top 10 players in the entire damn league.
What
did
a
you?
Season for him. And they were...
Like, he is so freaking good, I'm freaking out.
They were begging yesterday on the ESPN broadcast for him to be first-team All-NBA or even get, like, MVP nods. Like, they... I mean, and he deserves it. He's been unbelievable this year.
He has been. God, dog, he's been so good. I mean, they're second in the East. And speaking about injuries, they've been dealing with injuries all year, and he has been their damn – he's been the horse.
Yeah.
The little man has been a horse. It's been ridiculous. And then Milwaukee, good gosh. Man, I mean, hindsight is 20/20, but hey, firing Adrian Griffin – when you have the second best record in basketball.
Yeah.
And now we don't even know if Giannis is going to be ready for game one.
Yeah, that's the scary thing because it the first reporting of it.
Everybody's
last week,
making every excuse in the world for Dame Lillard, by the way. Sure. I don't understand. And yes, I know everybody likes Damian Lillard, but he's the one who wanted out of Portland, too. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go chase a championship.
Well, and
Portland did want to get rid of him, but like he acts like, you know, this is like. It's business. I mean, this wasn't like you and your wife got a divorce. You know?
Right.
Like, it's the name of the game. You're very highly compensated. Sorry you had to leave Portland. I know you loved Portland. You know? But, bro, you went to go play with Giannis to chase a title, and it ain't working.
Right. Well, and I think the one of the things that really concerns me is, like, the first initial reporting about Giannis was like, oh, he avoided major injury. He's going to be good. He's going to miss these three games, but then he'll be fine for the playoffs. That whole week off they've got for the playoffs, he'll be fine. And then this morning it's like, I don't know about that. Maybe, maybe not. And that worries me because you got to have Giannis out there.
Could you imagine, honestly, Bucks go out again early in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be crazy. They've got...
Does Giannis then start wanting to force his way out of Milwaukee?
I mean, he certainly is. He has certainly not been shy about it in the past. So I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Man, the East, it's Boston's or bust, to be real. But over in the West, I got to say, I am totally – now that the season's come and gone, tip of the cap to Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Holy cow.
Bro, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander – is in the worst commercial in the whole wide world
With Chet.
With Chet Holmgren. And they're singing
What a Pro Wants. What a Pro Needs.
It is the worst commercial in the history of the world. It's one of those things that annoys me so bad. And it pisses me off. And it makes me think to myself, like, who the hell got you to do this commercial? Like, how much
money,
did
John.
They have to pay you to make yourself look like you two dudes dressed all in black coming out singing, oh, little flat, blah, blah, blah. Man, shut up. That was the worst commercial I've ever seen. Whoever put that out there. Like, dude, I think the whole Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light was like a bad move for Bud Light, lost a lot of money.
But whatever.
I think this is worse
Is it an AT&T commercial? Do we know what type of commercial it is? I don't think I've ever actually seen what the commercial is for.
Actually, I don't know
I think
what
it
the commercial
for
is for.
I'm going to look it up.
That's bad. Like, we don't even know. I know it's the worst commercial I've ever seen, and it makes me want to punch them both in the face because I'm so upset with them doing that to themselves. What a pro. Because it's from the song
commercial.
What a Girl Wants, right?
Yeah, but they changed it to
And
pro.
They say, what a pro. Man, y'all are stupid. But the point is, sorry, I got off on my tangent because that commercial really
I would play it, but I don't want to get free pop to AT&T.
No, yeah, screw that commercial. Now, but I do got to say, Shea Gilgeous Alexander, 100% will be in the top three of the MVP voting.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Who would it be for you? So I think Jokic is going to win it.
Duh.
And then Luka,
he's the best player in the
right
world.
Behind him at two. And then SGA.
I would say actually,
or Brunson.
SGA two, Brunson.
Really? Oh wow! So you wouldn't even have Luka.
I think Luka's little fat self.
Wow.
He's doing great.
Oh, I forgot. You don't like Luka.
No, I like him, but I don't like him
because he's fat.
No, I like him because he's funny. I do like him because
he also loves to party.
He loves to party. I like a lot
with
about
college,
him. Okay, do you know what it is about Luka that I don't like? He is the most ball dominant fat boy I've ever seen in my life. Mm. He's a dribbler.
Sure is.
He does pass it and get some assists for his teammate. Man, you know what? I like Luka. You know what? I don't know what it is. I just don't like the Mavericks.
I mean, fair.
And everybody loved Dirk back in the day. I'm sure Dirk's a great guy. I don't know why I've never liked the Mavericks. Their uniforms are ugly.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Dallas sports scene kind of annoys me. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I know you are.
I am. Let's go, boys.
You know I'm not a Cowboy. I mean, if I'm betting
CD
on him.
CD didn't show up to camp today or voluntary workouts or whatever.
I know. You got a little problem over there.
A big one.
And then Dak making all that money, killing your cap.
And now everybody thinks they're going to draft a quarterback in the draft.
Man, I will say there is always big drama in Big D. But again, everything is bigger. Congratulations, though. My man SGA, by the way, shot a staggering 53.3% from the field this season. By the way, you know he averaged just over 30 points.
Yeah, it's wild.
On 53.3% shooting, crazy. The volume of shots this guy takes, congratulations. Oklahoma City, I don't know what they're going to do in the playoffs. It's going to be interesting. I feel like it's the Nuggets are just awesome, but it's going to be fun. We'll get into a little bit more playoff. We got to talk some baseball. We got bets. We got Hardenwood coming up. And who knows, maybe Terry Davis makes a late appearance.
Ooh.
Because I do remember last year, like, he did do, like, the 12:30, remember?
Yeah,
because
I think
damn, man, exit interviews, man, I'll do the 12:30.
Because I think they're supposed to be wrapping up. I think the last one's maybe, like, around now. So maybe he can join us in a little bit.
Man, so we might get TD. Who knows, man? But whatever you do, don't you dare touch the dial. Back into Shake Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, dude, I just realized something. It's, you know, I was talking earlier today, like, this is a Monday of Mondays. Like, it's tax day, number one. Can I give you the finger, Mr. Sam? Anyway, don't tell those crazy IRS agents that they've hired to come and see me. Damn, man. But it is tax day. It's not just tax day. It's also Jackie Robinson Day.
How about that?
That's huge. Like, that is, I mean, you can argue with anybody you want. You can talk to anybody you want. You could say back in the day, if you go back way back in time on 1947, on this day, could be one of the most important American games ever. It's not just Jackie Robinson Day. It's not just tax day. It's not just Monday. It's also Patriots Day in Boston. The Boston Marathon's going on.
Wow. Whoever came up with all the days, let's figure this out. There's no reason we should have 3 days all on the same day.
No, I'm digging it, man. It's a Monday, but it's a Monday fun day.
Can't keep up with all of it.
We also have baseball going on right now, and in Boston, that's the game that's being currently played right now. If you did not know, you have Boston and the Guardians of the Galaxy are playing the Red Sox in Fenway Park right now. It's 0-0 in the top of the seventh. Do you know who threw out the first pitch?
I don't know.
Rob Gronkowski.
Really?
The Gronk.
Wow, how about that?
Man, they're getting buck in Boston. By the way, he threw a horrible one. He bounced it.
Well, you know, at least...
I mean, come on, bro. Have a little more athleticism than that, son. I mean, you were like one of the greatest tight ends in the history of the world.
You know. But he went throwing them. You know Tom Brady got up there.
He used to spike
it.
Touchdowns. His pitch looked more like he was spiking a touchdown than a baseball pitch. So maybe that's what he was doing. Who knows? Who knows? But, man, I'm going to tell you, this is a busy Monday. Hope you're having a wonderful one. But I hope you don't miss out on Saturday. That's a busy day. 4:20. Everybody and their grandmother, I hope y'all are all out there at River Garden Park on Riverside Drive. That's this coming up Saturday, April 20th, because we're having the 22nd annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. These teams are competing for over $10,000 in cash prizes. Yes, you heard that right. And the cool thing is you can get your tickets by just going to the website, to worldwingfest.com. Let's scoop up those tickets, worldwingfest.com. It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather's going to be great. There's going to be wings, a wing-eating contest. There's going to be two stages. There's going to be bands all over the place. And the coolest thing about this is all the proceeds, all the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House. And if you don't know what the Ronald McDonald House is, let me just tell you, you know how important they are when you hear this because they help the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude takes care of pediatric cancer. They don't charge a dollar for their amazing just service to these children and the way they come up with all these cures and the treatments that they give these wonderful kids. But you also have to remember these kids come from all over the world. All over the world they come here. And some of these families obviously just can't sit there and come out here and stay for 6-7 months, a year, and pay for a hotel night after night and have to leave their jobs. Well, they can stay at the Ronald McDonald House so these families can be with their child. Love is, the strongest thing in the world. And those kids who are, down there at St. Jude, they need to be around the people that they love. And that's what the Ronald McDonald does. They allow these kids to have their families and their loved ones around them while they're fighting and going through the most difficult thing in their life. So Ronald McDonald House, I give a big tip of the cap. You can help the Ronald McDonald House. You can help these kids be around their loved ones by just going to worldwingfest.com, coming out on a Saturday and enjoying everything. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be down there partying with a bunch of my friends. I'm telling you, this is a great time. It's next Saturday, this Saturday coming up, 4:20. It's the 22nd annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. Go get your tickets at worldwingfest.com. On the other side, we're talking some baseball hardwood because it feels so good. And you know we're making some bets. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.